Welcome to the National Waterways Museum at Ellesmere Port. There are loads of things to see and do here, so before you start exploring, I'd like to tell you a bit about them. You'll soon discover that our inland waterways aren't just about scenic canals and painted boats. They were once as vital to the country as motorways are today. And before motorways or railways came along, canals were one of the greatest ever man-made transport networks. They made the Industrial Revolution possible. Ellesmere Port itself was at the centre of a huge canal network that connected the cradle of the Industrial Revolution, the Midlands, to Liverpool, Manchester and beyond. It's here that the Shropshire Union Canal meets the Manchester Ship Canal and the River Mersey. As you explore here today, you'll see some of the machinery and equipment that was needed for the cargoes passing through Ellesmere Port. And you'll discover the locks, warehouses, stables, blacksmiths, even purpose-built housing for the dock workers that made up this busy port. For lots of people, though, it's the boats that are the highlight. These come in all shapes and sizes, and we have a nationally important collection here. There are narrow boats built for narrow canals, wide boats built for, you guessed it, wide canals, some that were pulled by horses, some with engines, some built for dredging the canals, some built for pleasure, even boats that were icebreakers. We also have some that are currently being restored, and some that are just waiting to be restored. As you look around, think about the people who once lived and worked on these boats. Climb aboard and imagine what it was like to be part of a boat family. Maybe have a go at building your own boat, or have a chat with one of our volunteers. And if you need a break, there's a cafe with its grandstand views across the canal, and our wonderful museum shop, full of souvenirs and gifts, including painted canalware, plus books, maps, guides, and games. So get ready to go back in time. Along the way, you'll learn how the canals had their own trades, skills, customs, and traditions. It really was a world within a world. And it's a world we very much hope you'll enjoy exploring today.